Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Humble here at your service. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, thank you very much for those of you who have. Thank you for those of you, all of you who have been writing all those nice notes and thanking me for the letter. That means a lot to me. I appreciate it. We're coming up on our fifth year anniversary of the Small Business Advocate newsletter, which coincides with our seventh year of the radio show, which we're and the internet show, which we're excited about. Let me reintroduce you to folks, to an old friend of ours. Brian Tracy is a longtime member of our show and a member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the world's top professional speakers. Many of you have heard him speak across the country. Some of you maybe across the world, those of you who are listening on the internet in other countries, you've heard him speak. Many of you have seen his books. He's written so many books. I almost got tendonitis carrying all the books that I have of his in here to my studio. And his books are published all around the world. He's the chairman and CEO of Brian Tracy International. His new book is called Getting Rich Your Own Way. He's our good friend, Brian. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always, Brian. Brian, your new book, congratulations, by the way, on the new book. It looks great. There's a lot of good stuff in here, and I appreciate you making this available to small business owners. One of the things that I'd like to do is just kind of go down through some of the key points that you've got here. You talk about in the book, you talk about the difference between success and failure. And I think a lot of people might think, well, duh, we know what that is. But I'm not sure that we really do. And I'd like for you to give us your ideas of the difference.
Well, let me just go back one. The fact is that America is the best country in the world, and there are more opportunities here than in any other country in the world. America for the last two or three years has been rated the most entrepreneurial country
right,
amongst all the major countries. More people are entrepreneurs or starting more businesses here than in any other country and succeeding at a higher level.
Yep.
So the opportunities here are fantastic, and it is up to each person to take advantage of those opportunities.
And by the way, folks, that the information that he was just talking about was from the Kauffman's Global Entrepreneurial Monitor research that they've been doing year over year now for about 5 years. It continues to show that, Brian.
Yes, it's not only that; it's the internationally the OECD, Organization for Economic Development, has also come up with the same conclusion. And so we find that 12% of Americans are entrepreneurs, 19% are working in entrepreneurial businesses that were started in the last 3 years, 70% of all new jobs are created by entrepreneurs, and 80% of all millionaires in America, self-made millionaires, come from entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, well, geez, you know, is there any other way to do it? Well, there may be, but I wouldn't bank on it. The fact is that anybody can become a successful business person, even if it's trading in real estate, if it's buying and selling products, services, network marketing. There's so many different ways. But the bottom line is you've got to buy and sell something,
right,
and especially you have to sell something. And the thing that I emphasize over and over again, Jim, is that business is a skill, and selling is a skill, and making money is a skill. And if you can drive a car, if you can operate a computer, if you can use one of today's cell phones, you can learn any business skill. And so never let yourself be held back because you lack a business skill. It's not a talent like basketball or playing a violin. It's a skill like driving a car or woodwork. You can learn any business skill that you need to achieve any amount of income that you want.
Well said. You know, one of the things, though, Brian, that I have observed is that I know a lot of people who are really good at starting businesses. I know a lot of people who are really good at running businesses.
Yes.
And they run a good shop and, you know, that sort of thing. But making sure that all that effort becomes financial independence.
Yes.
Some people might use the word rich. I prefer to use the former term. But regardless of what you call it, having some financial independence, that's more elusive, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. And financial independence, interesting thing, making money and keeping money are two different skills. but again, their skills. A lot of people make a lot of money. That in Texas, they say they're big hat, no cattle. They make a lot of money, but they don't keep it because they spend it all. Whereas other people make an average amount of money, but they keep 15 to 20% of it throughout their lives and end up millionaires.
Right.
Well, one of the things we teach in our advanced coaching program is that everybody has the obligation to themselves to become financially independent, and that you have to set that as a major goal, a focus, like a star that a ship aims at. It can't be something that you'll get to when you get to it. It has to be something that you think about all the time. And what we teach people is a very simple measure of financial independence in our courses. We say, and it, by the way, most self-made millionaires use this from an early age, which is what keeps them focused. We say, how much does it cost you to live per month if you had no income?
Hold on to that thought, Brian.
How long could you live right now if you had to stop work?
Hold that thought. We got to make a living here, too. We got to sell some stuff. We're going to do that right after these messages. We're going to come back with Brian Tracy, and he's going to give us some really good nuggets, folks, out of his book here and of course, his programs. The new book is called Getting Rich Your Own Way. 20 Tell, stay with us. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Ben McConnell is going to be with us. We're going to talk about how to make sure our customers are our best marketing tools. After that, Grace Marie Turner is going to join us. She's going to talk to us about the candidate solutions for healthcare. And then Sheldon Siegel is going to join us. We're going to talk about the book writing business. And Russell Brown is our business buying and selling expert. He'll be with us coming up in the show straight ahead. And we're going to talk about that when Russell joins us. Mr. Brian Tracy is our guest. We're talking about his new book, Getting Rich Your Own Way, Achieve All Your Financial Goals Faster Than You Ever Thought Possible. It's in books now, bookstores now, isn't it, Brian?
Yes, it is.
And I can find you on Amazon, I'm sure, and the other online bookstores. Okay, you were talking to us about, you had some fundamentals. You said that in the course that you teach, that you ask your people how much you need to live on, and then go ahead.
Right. And what you do is you say, how much do you need to live on per month without working? And whatever that amount is, let's say it's $5,000 a month, well, then you set a goal to have that times 20 years. So $5,000 a month is $60,000 times 20 years is $1.2 million.
Right.
$1.2 million, you can stop working and live comfortably for the rest of your life. Now, here's another point, is the true retirement age today is not 65, it's 75.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are real tense when they hit 50 because they don't have any money. As it happens in America, most people don't start accumulating money till after the age of 45. The 50s are their highest years of accumulation.
Mm-hmm.
When most people hit 40, they're broke. They're about the average net worth in America is $1,010 at the age of 40. 40% of baby boomers, people who will be retiring in the next few years, don't have a penny saved up. Now, so then, they're getting a little panicky because they see 65 looming, but 65 was set in 1870 as a retirement
age.
It is irrelevant to today. Today, the equivalent is about 75 or 80. Not only will you not retire at 65, most people don't plan to because they're in the prime of life. Nobody wants to just go and sit in the chair when you're in the prime of life. You want to do stuff. You want to be active, busy, working, so on. So you've got lots more time than you thought. Also, because people listening to this radio are smarter and better informed than the average person.
Our audience is clearly the smartest ones in the world. Yeah.
Of course. It means that you know more about health habits than the average people. We say the average person will live to be male 76, female 79. That's going up a little bit every single year. Average person listening to this is going to get to 90, 95.
Right.
And that means that if you want to retire at 70, 75, you have to have enough to last 20 years. And the conservative way of thinking about it is imagine that you can live on 5% of your net worth per year without ever worrying about money again for the rest of your life. So that becomes your goal. And every single year, you say, how am I doing? How many months could I live today? And then how many years could I live today? And finally, you reach the point when you're in your 50s or 60s where you reach the point where you're like a baseball player at home, you're safe, you've made it. You never have to worry about money again. Now you can do whatever you want. You can quit working if you want, but you won't want to. But now you've made it. And that's got to be a goal. If it's not a goal, you don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. And I really appreciate what you just said, because you're right. There are a lot of people out there who are in their middle age and they're, as you say, they're panicking, they're worrying. But what you're saying is it's never too late to get started working on your plan.
No, and the other thing is that this book, Getting Rich Your Own Way, shows you how to make more money than you ever thought possible doing what you're doing. My personal belief is that every person should be earning 10 times what they're earning. Not 10 times, twice as much.
Right.
But I've had lots of people who've used this book to make a plan, and over a period of 8 to 10 years, use this formula to increase their income 10 times. I was at a seminar recently. A guy came up to me and said, you know, I started using your material. He said, I was broke, divorced, and alcoholic. He said, today I'm worth $40 million.
Wow.
In 10 years. Today I'm worth $40 million.
Now, do you work on commission?
If I worked on commission, I'd have enough to live several hundred years.
You could retire, couldn't you?
But the thing is that making money is a skill, and this shows you all the different ways that you can use this skill. When I was putting it together, I realized a lot of people say, I don't have money because of my business. So I put down here 17 different ways that business owners finance their business without money. Is starting from the beginning, where do you get the money to finance your business? And there's 17 different ways that people do. Most businesses, by the way, start on a tabletop with no money. Most businesses are marginal for a long time. Mm-hmm. Most businesses, by the way, about 80% of businesses are dysfunctional. They don't pay the business owner as much as he could make if he went to work for wages.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're not doing what's in this book. In Getting Rich Your Own Way, you sort of smooth out all the bumps. And especially you bring yourself up in the areas where you're weak. And suddenly you're making 2-3 times as much doing the same thing out of the same place, selling pretty much the same products and services.
You know, Brian, you've written a lot of great books, and I have several of them here in front of me. But I remember you telling me about this book months ago, and
yes.
You're pretty excited about this one, aren't you?
Oh, this is a great book. This is basically the handbook. Everybody who reads this says this book is life transforming. And I didn't just come up with this stuff. I started teaching this. First of all, I learned it in my own businesses. I've started, built, managed, or turned around 22 businesses. I learned it in my own business. Then I taught it to others in seminars and courses and consulting. And then I put it into various forms. And then finally, for the first time, I put it all down on paper. So this is all time-tested, proven, practical, very simple techniques that just blow you away.
One of the things you talk about in this book is how to become a money magnet. You know, a lot of people think I'm a babe magnet, but I know you've thought that too, Brian. But what about money magnet? How do we become a money magnet?
Well, one of the things we know is that whatever thoughts you think with emotion set up a force field of energy that attracts other similar thoughts into your life. You know, the basic law from 5,000 years ago is like attracts like. If you have money thoughts, if you write down your goals and you plan and you organize and you decide that you want to become financially independent or more, then what happens is you start to attract into your life opportunities to make that happen in the most miraculous way.
Brian, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back after these messages, folks, and wrap up the hour with our friend Brian Tracy, the author of the new book, Getting Rich Your Own Way, available wherever books are sold. When we come back, we're going to get Brian to give us his website, too. I want you to know about the other things that he's up to. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Brian Tracy is our guest, and his book is called Getting Rich Your Own Way. And Brian, won't you give us your website, please, so the audience can check it out.
It's briantracy.com, and if you come to briantracy.com, you can get this book, Getting Rich Your Own Way, at 30% off.
All
right. It's unconditionally guaranteed for a year. It's about $16 or $17, if you can imagine.
Right.
Not only that, I'll send you free CDs, The 21 Success Secrets of Self-Made Millionaires, one of the best-selling CDs on financial success ever done. Plus, so there's another CD called Double Your Productivity, Double Your Time Off. And it's just loaded with ideas on how
to do
it.
So if they go to your website, do they need to tell you that they heard you on my show?
No, they don't.
Okay.
They just need to
come there. Although you wouldn't mind if they did that, though,
no,
right?
I don't mind at all.
That would be really sweet of you, folks, to let him know about that. But go to briantracy.com and buy his book at 30% off, and he'll give you all these other goodies. Thank you for the care package there, Brian. Folks, it's good stuff, as you know. Brian, you've heard Brian on the show many times before. Briantracy.com. Brian, Talk, what are some other things that we need to know about how to, and well, let me, before we go there, let me ask you this question. When you talk about getting rich, I know you well enough to know that money is not the most important thing in your life.
No, it doesn't. You reach a certain point. It's sort of like eating. You reach a certain point, you're not hungry anymore. If you reach a certain point financially, then money is merely a scorecard. And so you want to make more because you enjoy the feeling of it, but you don't think about it. You think about how you can do your business better, how you can sell more, how you can serve your customers better. It becomes a game to see how much better you can be in business. And money is just a scorecard. It just measures if you're doing the right thing. But here's something that's very important for your listeners to know, is that most things don't work. Most things don't work, at least the first few times you try them. And the reason that people quit and end up at lower levels than they should be is they quit when things don't work out the first time. But the things never work out the first time. If they did, everybody and their uncle would be an entrepreneur or a successful business person. 9 out of 10 things you try in business don't work. 70% of the decisions you make don't work. So what you do is you keep trying and learning and trying and learning and taking feedback. There's no such thing as failure. There's only feedback. When something doesn't work, that's feedback. That tells you. Mm-hmm. It's almost like playing pin the tail on the donkey and people saying, go right, go left, go right, go left. Well, and when you get feedback that doesn't work, that's the nature telling you, go right, go left, try something different, and so on, until you finally pin the tail on the donkey, until you finally become wealthy. And
favorite,
the wonderful thing is, if you keep on keeping on, nothing can stop you eventually.
My favorite little thought is, I think somebody attributed it to Edison, is that failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Exactly.
Isn't that a great way to say it? And you know, I read something over the weekend too, Brian. Mr. Macy, that founded Macy's department store, when he hit on that final venture that became such a rising success, that was his ninth attempt. He'd failed abysmally at the previous eight.
Well, you know, the one of the great stories that brought the U.S. into the 20th century was Henry Ford and his production line.
Yep.
He went broke two times before he finally figured out the car in the 40s.
And, you know, you were talking about age earlier. He was 51 when he finally perfected the mass production line, the assembly
That's
line.
Right. Now, here's a great story. He'd built this car, built it in a rented garage not far from his house. And when he finished it, it was too big to get out of the garage. It was a brick garage. So he went into the owner, and he said, I got something here you've got to see. And the guy came out, and he looked at it, and he said, Henry, this is my garage. He said, but this is so important. He said, take this hammer. And they took hammers, and he helped Henry Ford hammer out the walls so they could drive that car down Dearborn, Ohio.
He called it the Quadratrack.
Michigan.
That one was called the Quadratrack. That's a great story. Brian, we got 1 minute left. What would you like to tell my audience about getting rich their own way?
Well, one of the most wonderful things in the world is to have enough money so you never have to worry about money again. And the wonderful thing is it's never been more possible in the history of the world than it is here today in America, is that all you need to do is learn how. Now, here's the last two points. All business or financial skills are learnable. Anybody's doing well around you is not better than you. Nobody's better than you. Nobody's smarter than you. They just learned how. Second of all, once you learn the skill, you can use it over and over again to make more money. And third of all, when you use the skill, you get better and better at it, so it takes less effort. And that is the reason why people get rich in America.
Well said, Brian. That is such an important thing. You've given a lot of us more hope than we had 30 minutes ago, and I appreciate it very much. The book is called How to Get Rich. I'm sorry, Getting Rich. I keep putting I in front of it. Getting Rich Your Own Way by Brian Tracy, and that's briantracy.com. Brian, thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure. You have a great day, Jim.
You too. We'll see you next time. Brian Tracy, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. We won't do without him for very long. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.